All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Wade Thompson. I'll be the moderator for the session. Thank you all for coming and supporting our presenters this morning. Hopefully we'll get some good information and have some good back and forth with some questions. As a brief introduction for the presenters, at 5 minutes left, I'll give you the 5 minute sign. At 2 minutes left, I'll stand up and start creeping this way progressively until we get to 15 minutes, and then I'll be breathing as a sign to try to keep us on time. If we have time for questions, which I hope we will with each of the presentations, we'll definitely try to take a few. And then as we conclude the session, I hope the authors can stay around a little bit, and we can follow up with them if that's possible. If you do have to leave, I guess catch them as they go out. So with that said, we're going to kick off the session here with Dr. Raziel Ordonez from Iowa State.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank to the organizing committee for the opportunity to present part of my work that I'm doing in Iowa State. This topic today that I'm going to talk in the next 15 minutes is related with the water table and root growth. First of all, I want to show you that a definition of how the yield is getting for the crops. And we saw that the yield is the result of the grain number and the grain weight. Also, from genotype, environment, and in their interactions. So, yield in crop is largely has a lot of studies done until now. So the first thing that we had is like crop has been studied and yield is what had been related with the environmental conditions and slightly as well with the soil conditions, that it be related with the weather and soil fertility and soil properties. However, when we want to see how, because yield is always related with the whole plant, it should be always related with the whole plant. So we see that in the literature is very poor available data or information related with the root that is an important part of the to obtain the yield in crops. So it's coming many questions. What is happening with root? So in this case we need to do the definition about root. If we see that the root is very important to tell because it's the main part of the plant that is connected with the soil. And this helps a lot to understand how the yield is obtained for the plant. Also, because how the relation with the nitrogen acquisition and utilization. And play important part in the soil economic carbon. So, but it's not only that. Root is it's important because it's the main tissue that is connected with the plant and the relationship with the soil. So, play important game about the nitrogen. And as we know, nitrogen is one of the most used inputs in the farm. So, we see that the nitrogen has different ways to go. So, for example, the nitrification, the nitrogen that is uptaken by the plant, and runoff in leaching. So what root help here? Well, we show that the root is also important because it's the principal tissue that can help to cover all this problem that can create to the environment because we are overusing nitrogen fertilization. So what do we know about root? About root, we know that there is many types of root, many root architecture, and root length. So, it's what we have here in this picture. Different lengths, different architecture. This is, the literature is very well known. However, we don't know what happened with root when we had these kind of conditions. flooding or drought. What road will, how road will work in these conditions? So, the next slide, I want to show you that what is the dynamic that we had, or what is expected related with the water table. When we had these conditions, we expect that the root growth will be shallow, because root cannot go deeper than the water table. Another scenario that the water table is in the middle, let's say, no very deeper and no very shallow, we expect that the root will grow not so deep. But in conditions like drought stress that we had in this picture, we can see that the root has the chance or the possibility to grow and to go deep. So the main part of my study that I'm presenting today is related with this dynamic. What is happening with root and basis in the dynamic of the water table. So the objective of this work was like to understand root physiological attributes responsible for root growth, to determine maximum root depth, and analyze the distribution of root mass, length, and carbon and nitrogen ratio. To make this happen, we ran different experiments across Iowa. We tried to cover all the conditions, growing conditions, and where to grow maize and corn in this case for the Midwest. And also we included conditions like drain and undrain. In the red and blue, we can actually see how our experiment was distributed. So here in this panel, in this picture, I want to show you how really our experiment was posed in the field. So we see that in the northeast, we had the early and late. So it's a combination that all the treatment included in this experiment. So the root length, during the growing season, we were measuring a root. So we followed two different approaches. Was like to measure root length manually in season. What that means? That we were sampling root in about 10 days, every 10 days, sorry. And the second approach was to do a sampling when the maximum root in the plant was obtained. And here is explanation of how many combination of factor combination in our experiment, and also was taken into account basis in the water dynamic drain and drain, how the root can be limited or how root can go deeper. So in our first approach, in this slide, you can see that we are using a simple probe to sampling every 10 days, and we were using different length. And our sampling, you can see here, these two guys, how actually we were doing. Our sampling was, for each replication we were using, we were sampling 2 points, like one was in the row and between row, and 3 replications each. And this picture, you can see how root looked like when the depth is about 130 centimeter. So we will capture root on this depth. Our second approach was that we had to do a sampling, a big core, when the maximum root was in the plant. So what we were using was a hydraulic probe, and we were taking, again, following the same protocol, like we had to do a sampling in the row and between row. This was only one during the cycle of the crop. So the most important here was, like in this picture, we went in about 2 meter depth. So we try to capture as much as we can root, and to see later where exactly the root was located in the soil profile. Our result that we had here, when we had all our information, we did the analysis of correlations, and we saw that with different variables that we measure related with the root growth, and different variables correlate very well with or explain very well root growth. Here, a single example that I want to show you was a thermal time. The thermal time that we know is important to show how plant is growing as independent of weather condition temperature. So here we show in the x-axis degree days base 10. Why this? Because after all the correlation that we, the analysis that we did, we show that this is the first or the better explained root growth or have better correlation. And you see here in these two pictures for soybean and corn how good or how bad this correlation were. So the range that we had for, in this case, corn was from 0.52 or 0.91, and from soybean 58 to 0.90%. So that shows that it's very well correlated. When we try to analyze in more detail how these roots grow, we can see here, in this case, in this graph, we had the plant height and plant root depth between and in the row. In this case, it was for soybean and corn. The variability that we got for these variables was from approximately more than 500 millimeters. I want to tell you that I express this in millimeter because we want to keep this value for another size. But anyway, is what I want to show you. How was the variability during this cycle that what we were taking? It was in this plane. It was the maximum root depth. We can see in the box plot. So in this table, I try to summarize what exactly we found in combination of all the testing conditions. So here is, I think, one of the most important information in this research, because we can see the really what depth we were find root. We took root, for example, the maximum root that we had was for corn 1.5 meter and almost 1.5 meter for soybean. And in another parameter that is related with the root, you can see how the values move from according what we were looking for. And our experiment that didn't finish in what I showed, because we want to go more in deep and to have this data in order to be able, people or research scientists, to do a progress. Because what we showed before was like in the growth modeling, they still need to be working in terms of root, because the information very poor in the literature. So what we want to do, or what decide to do at the beginning, is like our hypothesis was like how is the distribution the root in the soil profile. We were thinking like in the maximum root where will be. So to do that, in the big core sample that I showed you, that the hydraulic probe that we were collecting, we found, or we did a process to obtain this root for the single profile until approximately 2 meters. And all the process was like this. We had to dilute the soil in the water, and then we had a washing machine, and finally we had root. All this work that we did, we had mapping root distribution in the soil. You can see for each layer how the root was distributed. I think this is good information for people in the future to have more data and to be able to use for model and for any other, and to know how much root benefits you can obtain from So the next is almost the last step was to analyze this root and to capture root length and to be able to estimate root density. So at the beginning of our experiment, our expectation was like to work with root, it will be very easy and everybody can do it. This was our expectation. This child here tried to work in root and to show that it was fast, easy to do it. But the reality was other things. The reality is like to work with root, to have a sampling, is very complex. It's no easy things to do. So I think this is also the value of our experiment, that we can go and do it easy things. Apparently easy things, but in reality is very complicated. And here we can see the most some remarks of our study and how the root growth, the speed, and the depth. So our conclusion or implication is like this data, it can be used to work for a modeling, and because you can see how the distribution, the water table, and root, and data, the real data, and also the data from the modeling. And root never go deeper than the water table. So this is something important to take into account for the future experiments. So this we want to continue doing for the next year. And finally, I want to thank or acknowledge all of my co-workers and in Iowa State. This experiment is one part of the huge project that we are working with. And